Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This will help us connect the dots to the NFL draft. Watch this young man a lot this year. The Minnesota Golden Gophers, they raced out to a 9-0 start, including that incredible win at home against Penn State when Penn State was the top five team in the country. And the entire Gopher fan base was galvanized. This young man's getting ready for the draft, and his name is Antoine Winfield Jr., formerly of the Gophers. Antoine, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing today?
Hey, how's it going?
Going awesome. It was really, I thought you guys were a great story, even though you wound up losing. I believe that was to Iowa after the Penn State game. And you lost to Wisconsin.
Yep.
It was Iowa, right? And then you lost again to Wisconsin. So you got a little tripped up at the end there, dropping two out of three before you bounce back and you beat Auburn in the bowl game. But I got to tell you, man, watching Minnesota and the energy that PJ has injected into the program and the fans, it was really awesome to see. What was it like being a Gopher this season?
Oh, man, it was amazing. You know, this year we did things that Minnesota football hasn't done in over 100 years. So it was just great to be a part of the group that we had this year. And we just had a great time out there just having fun and playing football.
Yeah, and now you are about to try to fulfill every, I think, young football player's dream and get into the National Football League. And I wonder, you know, we all are dealing with uncertain times right now. How have you dealt with this as you prepare and, you know, try to get yourself physically ready, I guess mentally ready as well, for the NFL draft with everything that's going on? Everybody safe around you and your family?
Yeah, everybody's safe this way. You know, it's different because, you know, this virus is out there. So, like, they canceled our pro day. We're not allowed to have face-to-face meetings with coaches and scouts. So that's just been tough. But we've been able to do that through, like, FaceTime and, like, phone calls and stuff. But I guess it's a different process now having this virus out there.
Yeah, no, it's different for everybody. And I wonder, it's kind of a disservice, like, to this class because you're not getting a chance to showcase yourself in front of some exec, whether it's you as a person or your physicality. Like, it's one thing to be sitting at the draft or at the combine and see all these things going on, but it's a different thing when it's a pro day and you're having an in-person interaction with a scout or a coach or a general manager. You guys are getting shorted a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's unfortunate that it happened like right now. But, you know, it's nothing really you can do but just follow the new process. So just go and have those FaceTime interviews and phone calls, and that's the best way we can do it right now. So just going along with that process.
You know what I want to know, and I want to take it back to, you know, before you went to Minnesota, and obviously your pops played a Pro Bowl. You know, your pops was a really good player. So colleges, you know, certainly knew the name and recognized the pedigree. Here you are getting ready for the draft. You're coming off a big-time season, 7 interceptions and incredibly well-documented. You're going to get drafted very high. Now, how do you wind up at Minnesota? I mean, what other schools wanted you? Was it were you overlooked? How did that happen?
Yeah, coming out of high school, I wasn't really heavily recruited. So for me, it was going to be between University of Houston or Minnesota. And growing up, I honestly had no clue I would be back up in Minnesota. So I lived in Minnesota for 9 years, and we moved down to Texas. And I just went up one summer to visit some friends. And one of my friends had committed to Minnesota at the time. And he was like, "Yo, Antoine, you should come take a visit and check it out." I'm like, "Minnesota, and I'm good." And then somehow he convinced me to go take a visit. Ended up falling in love with the place and ended up making the best decision in my life.
Now, can that, you know, it's funny because schools like, you know, for the most part, Penn State, obviously Ohio State, Michigan, even though they haven't gotten to the championship or the semifinals, and I know Harbaugh is feeling some heat from some fans out there. You know, they still have a great pedigree. Minnesota, can this be sustained? Can Minnesota now become a player where they're perennially top 25, you know, vying for divisional crowns in the Big Ten and making a run at big bowl games? Can this become the norm now for Minnesota?
Yes, sir. I believe so, 100%. The players coming and playing underneath P.J. Fleck, they're about to change the way that people think about Minnesota football. We already kind of put our foot in the door this year, but there's only great things to come from the future from the Minnesota program under Coach Fleck.
Yeah, he seems like we talked to him when he first got the job, and his energy was unreal. I was just like, he can't be for real. He can't be for real.
I've never met another person like him.
Yeah, wow. I believe we've never talked to another guy like him. Antoine, what year were you born in? I want to figure out where your dad was when you were born.
Yeah, I was born in 98. So yeah, my dad was going into his senior year at Ohio State.
Right on campus. Gotcha. So the years in Buffalo, you don't remember. So by the time he was at Minnesota, you were old enough to understand what Pops did for a living and was probably a fan of him. Do you remember those days and being, you know, 10, you know, probably younger, 8, 9, 10 years old, watching your dad play in Minnesota?
Yeah, when I was a kid, like, I didn't really think about it too much. I'm like, okay, yeah, my dad plays football, but then I would go to school. And then other kids would be talking like, yo, your dad plays in the NFL. I'm like, yeah, he plays football. Because I'm just so used to it. I'm used to seeing him every day. But everybody else around me was just like, wow, that's crazy. So I didn't really think about it like that as a kid growing up. But being older and realizing it, I'm like, man, that was great to, you know, be able to experience that. Like, my dad actually played in the NFL. And just having him on, it was just great.
Yeah, what advice has he given you over the years? You know, I'm going through this a little bit. I have a 17-year-old who's getting ready to be a senior in high school. He's a wide receiver and playing pretty well. But, like, what advice did your dad give you? I'm sure you shared his passion for the game. I mean, obviously you did. You wouldn't be getting ready to get drafted if you didn't. But, like, what advice did you learn from him?
Yeah, something that he always taught me was just to be myself. You know, we share the same name, but there was never any pressure for me to play football. So that's the biggest advice, was just to be myself. Be unique and be your own separate individual and don't try to be like anyone else. I would say that was the biggest advice that he's given me.
Were you competitive with him? You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. We compete on everything.
That's awesome.
Everything. I love it.
We compete on it.
They didn't let you win either, because Derek Jeter always said that, you know, when Derek was a kid, you know, Derek's dad is a doctor, but so not a former athlete, but still wouldn't let Derek win at checkers, you know, chess, whatever they were playing, Connect Four, Frogger, Hungry Hippo, Twister, you name it, whatever you do as a kid, Chutes and Ladders, Candyland. He's like, no, I got to beat young Derek to let him know that life is hard and you got to earn it. And your dad probably did the same thing too, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah, growing up, he used to beat me in everything. Now the tables are turned. Now I'm old enough. I beat him in everything now, so it's great.
Yeah, except Antoine Jr. for the 40. Your dad ran a 4.41. You ran a 4.46.
Yeah, I know.
he
got on me a lot about that because I kept telling him I was going to beat his time. And he got on me after I ran it.
Now, Antoine, all you have to do is say, Dad, you're so old. The watches were so ineffective back then. Exactly. There's no way you ran a 4.41. That was just a cheap watch.
right. They over there hand timing. You get them on the laser.
Exactly. So, you know, when do you think you'll get drafted? Like, what's your expectation?
My goal is first or second round.
Yep.
That's my goal.
Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt. Respect that.
Yeah. When you get into the league, and you do so much. I mean, you reminded me a little bit of my brother's, with how he played the position, because you had sacks. You had 3 sacks last year. Obviously a ball hawk, 7 interceptions. You're all over the field. How do you see yourself fitting in when you get somewhere?
I see myself fitting in as a free safety in somebody's program or nickel. I could play either or. But, I'm versatile. I can play pretty much any position on the field. But I see myself in the nickel role or the free safety role.
All right, man. I mean, it seems like you're almost too – your head is almost on too straight. Like he's almost like frighteningly calm and incredibly well-grounded. Yeah.
Is there anything you're nervous about going into the next level? Because, I mean, the game is very different, obviously, but is there anything you're nervous about? I'm sure you've been told this many, many times.
Yeah, no, there's really nothing that I'm really nervous about. I'm just excited to get to a team and start working. You know, I've always dreamed about playing in the NFL ever since I was a young kid, and for it to finally be here, I'm just excited to see what I do at the next level.
That's awesome. Well, listen, man, it's a really I remember the game against Penn State that I referenced before. I was in my car. It was, I believe it was the first weekend in November, because I was in my car going to call a college basketball game. And I remember I didn't want to get out of the car because I was so locked into the game with you and Penn State. We talked about your program a lot on our show. We really did. And when you guys lost to Iowa, granted, that's a tough place to play. Iowa's a good program. Maybe you guys had a little bit of a letdown after the huge win against Penn State. It was a story. I don't know if you guys felt it. Well, I'm sure you did. But, like, globally, at least nationally, Minnesota had an imprint on the football season that was felt everywhere. So it was really fun to watch it. And hopefully you guys enjoy the ride, because you had a lot of people rooting for you.
Yeah, it was definitely enjoyable this season.
All right, man. Listen, don't spend all that draft money in one spot. Ask Pops how to allocate it. You know, start put it away. Pop, you know?
Pops played 14 years. Pops played a while. Pops played 14 years. Right. He did well.
Exactly. So invest wisely. Just ask your Pops what to do. Antoine, have a great. It's gonna be a unique process. You won't be, I don't think in the city on draft day for sure. But however it goes down, wherever you get drafted, I think we all think you're gonna make. A terrific addition, a great career, and a really good young man. So good to see this happen to you, man. Keep going.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Good luck, Antoine.
Antoine Winfield Jr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.